Welcome to Solidarity Wyoming. According to many sources, there is a problem with accelerated hate, white supremacy, and anti-LGBTQ and anti-queer intimidation at, among other places, a public school in Cheyenne. Confederate flags have allegedly been deployed as intimidation tools by some students. Students of all minority identities report feeling unsafe. And just last week, there was an incident, a very clear incident involving racism and homophobia, which is under investigation by Laramie County School District Number 1. This was all at McCormick Junior High in Cheyenne. On Wednesday, posters targeting Black and LGBTQ students were found on the walls of the junior high. These pictures have since been shown in the media, and folks in Wyoming have been looking at these pictures for the last couple of days. They are pretty disturbing images. So, on top of all of that, the school's advisor to the Gay-Straight Alliance is Casey Cook. When she learned about these flyers, she told the public. She went public with this information, and she also told local advocacy groups. Right after that, she was discharged by the school principal, Jeff Koning, who doesn't come off as a very sympathetic figure in all of this, and who's ignored, unfortunately, media inquiries to try to get his side of the story. This afternoon, I talked to Casey Cook about all of this.
My name's Casey Cook, and I am the former GSA co-sponsor from McCormick Junior High. First, I'd like to say that while the flyers did happen in one day, the bullying and harassment has been an ongoing issue with the GSA kids. And so it's bigger than just the flyers. And I want everybody to understand that. And I also want everybody to understand this isn't just about GSA kids, LGBT kids, and that I feel like maybe Black students are getting lost in this and we're not paying enough attention to the targeting that they've gone through and the discrimination that they've gone through. So first I want to say that because I was the GSA coordinator, that does get highlighted, but I am advocating for all of the GSA and the Black students and just all of the students at McCormick. I went to McCormick on Wednesday morning to attend the GSA meeting. And when I got there a few minutes early, and when I got there, I was approached by a teacher and told that I needed to see a flyer that was posted around the school. And so I received the flyer. When I received the flyer, I would like to note that I saw multiple flyers that had blue like painting tape where the teacher had taken them down. So there were multiple flyers, more than three. And I did get one of the originals. Nobody had made copies or anything. So I was handed the flyer. At the time, I was in the classroom, so I couldn't read it. But the teacher did vocalize to me that the administration, Mr. Koning, was aware of the situation and that there had been other situations in the past week or two surrounding kids bringing out Confederate flags and saying inappropriate things to the GSA students, and that teacher just wanted me to be aware of that, and that as far as she knew at this time, Mr. Koning was not going to do anything about the flyers or the stuff leading up to the flyers. So I left the room and I read the flyer, and I'll be honest, I was shocked and disturbed to my core. The verbiage on the flyer that it's great to be straight, it's not okay to be gay, was upsetting to me. And I think that the comments about Black people and why whoever authored the flyer thought that they were valuable to society was sickening. There was, you know, it has a pride flag on it with a circle and a line through it. And then, of course, the reference to join the KKK Confederate Kids Club. I think, one, I was shocked that this kind of hate could be published and hung by a student or students in a school that would target other students. And then immediately following that, just the fear that some of the students or all of the students may have seen it. I don't care if it was one student or every member of the student body, it's too many. And so I was emotionally taken back by it. I had to take a minute before I went into the GSA. I did go into my husband's classroom. My husband is a teacher at McCormick Junior High. I went into his classroom and asked for a folder to put the flyer in so nobody could see it. And then I went to the GSA meeting. We always start our GSA meetings out by introducing ourselves and our pronouns. And then we usually, you know, do the housekeeping. Hey, this is what we're going to do today. This is what we're going to talk about. And I never mentioned that I knew about the flyer or the content of it until after the students brought it up. But there had been some concerns that were brought up with Wyoming Equality that were brought to my attention last week, that the kids had been targeted or bullied by some other student for being part of the GSA. And so I asked the kids about it, and this is a normal dialogue that we have, because we all know that the LGBT community, their allies, can all be targeted, because unfortunately, not everybody is inclusive, accepting, and loving. So, I asked the kids to share if that had happened, or if they were being bullied or harassed. I mentioned find a safe person to go to, that kind of stuff. And at that time, the kids raised their hands, and kids told me that they saw the flyer. They told me what the flyer said. And then I acknowledged that I was aware of the flyer, and I apologized that they had been subjected to that and that they had to read that. And that, I just reiterated that every one of them is beautiful and unique, and that unfortunately that stuff could happen. And then I opened it up to continue to have that dialogue. Unfortunately, the GSA meeting at McCormick, it's just during one lunch hour, so it's less than 30 minutes, really, by the time the kids get in there and everything. So the majority of the meeting was taken up with kids telling me about different situations in which they've been bullied. There was a lot of talk about the Confederate flag and hate speech being used towards them and the Confederate flag being pulled out over the last week or two. And that it had occurred in multiple classrooms and that teachers were aware of it. At that time, I did ask a GSA student to write down the names of the students that had done that, which she did. She folded, nobody else saw, and she gave it to me. The bell rang. There are a few kids that were very upset. I was also emotional. It was hard to hear them talking about this and them expressing that they didn't feel safe. And so I stayed after a couple of minutes to talk to those students. And I promised all of them that I would advocate for them and that this wasn't okay and that we'd get to the bottom of it. I then left. And at this meeting, let me go back. They had requested pride flags. Mm-hmm. And so I did distribute, they each got their own little pride flag. And so they all had their pride flags and they were happy about that. And I was still upset. So I did go and I gave that piece of paper with the names to a teacher, which I later found out tried to give it to Mr. Conine, and he would not look at it or take the piece of paper and said he wasn't interested in the names that were written on it. And I left immediately after giving that piece of paper to the teacher to give to the administrators. I did send a text to my faculty sponsor who wasn't there that day, just letting her know what had occurred. And then I made a call to Wyoming Equality and said, you know, just that I'd had a hard GSA meeting and I really needed to talk to them. And so I went straight to Wyoming Equality and showed them the flyer and let them know what the GSA kids had said to me. at that point, the executive director of Wyoming Equality started calling people. She did try to call Mr. Conine, and it went to voicemail, and she called a few other people, and then we kind of convened that meeting. You know, we talked about it, and they said they'd let me know what happened. They were going to go over to McCormick. So it started to come out, and, you know, the media had started to contact me later in the evening. And I mentioned to my husband, like, I feel like I'm going to get backlash for this. And so I thought, oh, I should go check my district email. And it was a little bit later. It was probably, you know, 6 o'clock at night. I checked my district email, and at 4:06, Mr. Conine had sent me an email telling me that I was no longer welcome at McCormick as a sub or a guest. And if I ever wanted to visit with my husband there, that I would have to go when children weren't around, and I would have to be welcomed in with the badge and go through all the appropriate steps. And so then I did share that information with Wyoming Equality as well. Dr. Brown did invite me. He gave me a call yesterday morning and invited me to come in and talk to him. And so I did that, and we sat down. Sarah Burlingame joined the meeting, as well as John Balow with the district. And we did sit down, and I think that we had a good conversation. Dr. Brown was positive about hopefully getting me reinstated. That is what he said. I let him know that this situation is not about me. It's about the kids. And unfortunately, like, at this time, I think that they're doing everything they can to make the students feel safe. Except my issue with that is that they don't feel safe because they don't have enough safe people to go to. There are some amazing teachers at McCormick, but they may not always have access to them. And they haven't built up that trust to talk about these very personal issues with them. Some of the kids that are in the GSA are not outed. And so I think that that's really difficult for them. I had found out right before I went into the meeting with Dr. Brown that the administrators of the school and the two counselors, a police officer and a nurse, had gathered all of the GSA students. They did not ask the faculty sponsor of the GSA, who was present at the school, to join them. And from my understanding, they told the kids that they were not to bring out their pride flags for the next 2 days, that it was only fueling the fire. I've also heard from the GSA kids that they were threatened that if they did anything to disrupt the school or protest in any way without approval, that Mr. Conine told them that he would disband the GSA. And so that was something that came up in the meeting, and I expressed again that taking them into a room with administrators that they don't feel comfortable with isn't helping the situation. Like, they need somebody there that they're safe with to talk to about this. But I mean, I think it was a positive meeting with Dr. Brown. I do believe that Dr. Brown will investigate this to his best ability. Unfortunately, I think that Mr. Conine is not being truthful. I know that Mr. Conine is not being truthful. And I think that's hard to investigate when somebody isn't being truthful. I would invite Dr. Brown, and I told him that, to hopefully have some kind of meeting with the teachers at McCormick, maybe with their union rep present, and with a promise that no retribution would happen, where they could freely talk about what's going on in the climate, the current climate, the bullying, all the stuff that's going on. Because the teachers know that this isn't, that what Mr. Conine is saying is not true, but they're also fearful for their jobs. And Mr. Conine, clearly, with what he did to me, can retaliate, and, you know, that's their livelihood. They don't want to lose their jobs. They need it to be in a safe place. But I think for Dr. Brown really to get to the bottom of it and hear it, he needs to have a conversation with those teachers where they don't feel like they'll be retaliated against.
So this is a stomach churning question that I'm about to ask, but I have to ask it. If this were to turn out to be a hoax, or even a practical joke, but more to the point, if it were a hoax, that would be a huge step back for equality, for the movement to equality. What leads you to believe that this is real? That those flyers were posted by people that had that hateful message to send?
Well, now that a little time has passed, we know it's real because students are saying they know who posted it, and they shared that information with teachers, and parents have called, and you know, I think it's posted on social media that they know that who's doing it. I mean, when I see the poster, I think, at the bottom, you would think, like, somebody that really wanted to, that was trying to do a hoax would probably put Confederate Kids Club and spell them each with a K. Do you know what I mean? To join sure. the KKK.
Yeah, like something too on the nose.
Right. I also think, like, McCormick Junior High is full of cameras. I find it hard to believe that as many posters that were up and then passed around, according to student accounts, that a camera did not catch that at some point. And with the Confederate flags being brought out and displayed over the last couple weeks, I mean, I think that Confederate flags are now kind of a symbolism of white supremacy. I don't see many people celebrating the Confederate flag that aren't part of that group. I mean, I guess there are some, but Wyoming wasn't even a state.
Sure.
During that time. So that, I mean, it is a symbol of white supremacy. That is one of the symbols that they use. And because the GSA students told me the things that they were saying, it just leads me to believe that there's enough proof to show that this wasn't a hoax. These are children. I mean, the kids who handed out the flyers and posted the flyers, they're children. We aren't born with hate. Hate is something that we're taught. And I feel like there has to be somebody pushing this agenda on those kids. I also run a nonprofit Laramie County GSA youth gathering. Mm-hmm. And it's an inclusive group for LGBT youth and allies from all of the junior highs and high schools. And so I was approached a couple months ago about the white supremacy issue going on by Wyoming Equality. It was brought up to me. And so this is an ongoing issue. And I think anytime we talk about equality, we're talking about everyone. And so because we all have a right to live equally and without fear or hate and discrimination, this is a huge topic for the members of the LGBT community because they are often targeted along with other marginalized groups of people of color or religious groups. So I think that this is a feeling throughout the community that we need to take a stand and be united with to say that this doesn't belong in our state. And Wyoming Equality is a great resource for that. And I think all of the members and volunteers that work to make Wyoming Equality the amazing organization that it is positive in the thought that we can stand united and make these changes. First and foremost, I hope that the kids, all of the kids, feel safe. This is an opportunity to teach these kids about discrimination, about bullying, about harassment, and even the kids that created the flyers and hung them up. I do believe that there are people behind them pushing this agenda. So it would be hard to change that narrative if it's an environment that they live in. But they're victims in this too. Like they deserve the opportunity to learn why this is unacceptable. But really, I just want them to feel safe and protected by the administrators, by the teachers, and with one another. All of the kids at McCormick are affected by this, whether they identify with the GSA or LGBT community, or they're a Black student, or they're a student of color. Everybody was subjected to this hate. I think that Mr. Conine equating the Confederate flag with the Pride flag is unfortunate. I would hope that people can understand that the Confederate flag, while people want the right to free speech, I don't see a lot of free speech associated with the Confederate flag in the sense that it's hate speech. Hate speech is often coupled with the Confederate flag. So I want them to be safe. I want there to be administrators who have their best interest at heart, who want to protect them, and who want those students to succeed and thrive and move on to high school and throughout their life. I don't know if that means that the policies at McCormick will change or personnel needs to change, but something has to change. And I think that that's going to have to come from Dr. Brown and the school board, because I don't think that Mr. Conine is going to make that change. I was contacted by a GSA student yesterday that was targeted in the morning, and she did go to a safe teacher and told the teacher that she had the Confederate flag waved at her and that they told her she would burn in hell for being a faggot. And when that teacher called one of the assistant principals down to report it, the girl told the principal what happened, and the principal dismissed her and said it never happened and escorted her back to her class. So positive, supportive change is not happening right now. And so I find it hard to believe that unless Dr. Brown takes a hard stand and a hard look at this, that it's going to change in the next few weeks. We have to make sure that this isn't swept under the rug. And I would encourage anybody and everybody that can attend the community meeting tonight that wants to change the narrative and make this a more positive and progressive opportunity to meet at St. Mark's Episcopal Church at 5:30. We're the equality state. That's our motto. And it's way past due that we live up to that motto. So I think that tonight could be an amazing opportunity to do that and to support all of the students, not just at McCormick Junior High, but district-wide.
I just really appreciate your time, especially since, as you said, your life is a little bit of a tornado right now.
It is.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
You can listen to all Solidarity House Cooperative podcasts on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Podbean. And if you think that these kind of interviews are important, please support our work, and you can access all of our podcasts and tons of bonus material while you're supporting our work at patreon.com/solidarityhouse.